بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي نجيد عمران بن الحسين الخزاعي رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم إن امرأة من جهينة أتت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهي حبلى من الزنا إلى آخر الحديث. We read the previous hadith of Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the lengthy hadith and the episode and the various lessons that we learned from there. This is all in the chapter of Tawbah, that how Allah tabaraka ta'ala accepts Tawbah from a person of mistakes everyone makes, and then after that when a person seeks forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala forgives gunas. And no matter how big gunas also they may be, once a person makes tawbah, Allah Ta'ala accepts the tawbah and forgives that guna completely. So much so that if a person makes tawbah from kufr and shirk also, then also Allah Ta'ala accepts it and the person is forgiven, and then he becomes in fact a favorite of Allah Ta'ala. In this hadith we read of a lady who had committed adultery, and that is a very, very big and major guna. But when she also made tawbah, and at the same time we learn also with what sincerity she made tawbah, how she, from the bottom of her heart, she had made her tawbah, and Allah accepted that tawbah also. And as we will read, that the tawbah had so great value that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said her tawbah was enough for 70 people of Medina Sharif also. So sincere her tawbah was. So Hazrat Abu Dujayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Imran ibn al-Husayn al-Khuzai radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says that a lady from the tribe of Juhayna came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وَهِيَ حُبْلَ مِنَ الزِّنَا, and she was pregnant on account of adultery. She had committed adultery and she even conceived a baby, and now she came in this condition that she was expecting. She came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَتْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَصَبْتُ حَدًّا فَأَقِبْهُ عَلَيَّ. She said, O Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have committed a crime, a guna, which deserves the capital punishment, which deserves the punishment that I must be stoned to death. So fulfill that, and now establish, it was the Islamic government, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at the head of the government, and this can be only done when there is an Islamic government, and the Qadi of the time, he will give the order. So she said, and in fact pleaded with the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so now execute this order and have me stoned to death. So we can imagine how sincere she was and how she remained firm. Also, as we will read, that she did not waver after such a long time, but she remained firm on her tawbah. فَدَعَى نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَلِيَّهَا. Then when she came and she said, and repeatedly she had come, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for her guardian, the person who was in charge of her, and said to the guardian, فَقَالْ أَحْسِنْ إِلَيْهَا. Treat her well, look after her well, take her away now. She is expecting the baby which she has conceived is an innocent child. That child has committed no guna whatsoever. And the child has also got rights. The child's rights must be fulfilled also. Let her deliver the child and look after her in this period. Look after her well. فَإِذَا وَضَعَتْ فَأَتِينِ. And when she has delivered her baby, and then you come, then you bring her to me. When she has now delivered, then you bring the child, then you bring her to me. فَفَعَلَهُ. And he did consequently, so a period must have passed of about 9 months or so, then she delivered the child, and after that the guardian brought her to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَمَرَ بِهَا نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam now gave the order that what the law of Allah Ta'ala is, that law must be now, must take its course and it will be fulfilled. Also we learn from here that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with regard to his own personal rights, he was very, very gracious and he forgave them open heartedly. But the laws of Allah which have to be fulfilled, he was very hard on that, and those laws of Allah must be fulfilled. So much so that when he ordered the hands of a lady who to be cut who had stolen, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if it was my own daughter Fatima, and if she had stolen also, I would have given the order also that her hands must be cut. So the laws of Allah and the deen of Allah must be more dearer to us than what we are to ourselves, what our family is to us. And this requires a great level and a high level of iman. And it requires effort of that iman. It's not just going to happen like that. The Sahaba made great effort, then Allah Ta'ala blessed them with that great level of iman. So now they started preparing for her to be executed, and we read in front then that after she was executed, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam even performed her janazah namaz. So we see that how much of compassion was shown that for such a great sin, which even Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had an objection, but the Allah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made the janazah namaz. Here we learn that tawbah, whatever a person commits a guna, he should make sincere tawbah. And he should ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the reality of tawbah. And first of all, to save ourselves from any and all types of sin. And if we do commit sins, to make sincere tawbah. And this whole chapter is to show that when we do commit sins and we make tawbah, Allah accepts the tawbah. May Allah bless us with the reality of tawbah and save us from all types of sins. Akhiru da'wana.